everyone. Welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 29 plus Interactive English. We'll be continuing today following Liz in her life as a student, as she lives and works in the city. Stay with me for the interactive English, and then I will read the dialogue at a normal native speed. Excuse me, Professor Cameron. Excuse me, Professor Cameron. Yes, Liz. I just wanted to hand in my essay today. I just wanted to hand in my essay today. I know it's due tomorrow. I know it's due tomorrow. But I won't be here. But I won't be here. And I don't want to hand it in late. I don't want to hand it in late. Okay, what are you up to tomorrow? Okay, what are you up to tomorrow? Actually, I'm having an interview for the city newspaper. Actually, I'm having an interview for the city newspaper. Really? About what? Really, about what? Well, I was just voted the president of the student union. I was just voted the president of the student union. Congratulations. Congratulations. Thanks. So I will be talking to them about my goals, raising money, and student activities this year. I will be talking to them about my goals, raising money, and student activities this year. I had no idea that you were political, Liz. I had no idea that you were political, Liz. I look forward to reading the article. I look forward to reading the article. Okay, let's have a look at a couple of the sentences here. Now remember, if you have any questions about some of the phrases, some of the language that I've used, feel free to just send me an email. My email address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. So we'll start with one of the first sentences when Liz wants to hand in her essay and she says, I know it's due tomorrow, but I won't be here. I know it's due tomorrow, but I won't be here. What I'd like to do is have you change the sentence a little bit to include some different items to come up with a new sentence. Well, your sentence will be very similar. Instead of saying due tomorrow, you will insert it's late. It's late. Then you'll continue to say but. Then after that, you need the words could, the person you, the verb to call, and the end of the sentence, simply a taxi. So you have I know plus it's late, then but could, the person you, the verb to call, and then a taxi. So let's see what you make of this sentence. So that sentence should say, I know it's late, but could you call a taxi? It's quite simple, really. I know it's late, but could you call a taxi? Very good. Now, your second sentence will be a little bit more difficult. We'll start with I know again. Now, we're going to insert the person he, the verb to know, and then the object you. So we'll have I know, the person he, the verb to know, and then the object you. That's the first part of the sentence. The second part, you have the word but, then the person he again, the negative of the verb to know, and then you're finishing off with the object pronoun me. So you have I know, the person he, the verb to know, and the object you. And then but, the same person he, the negative of to know, and me. So that's a little bit more challenging. Let's see if you can come up with that sentence. And that sentence should say, I know he knows you, but he doesn't know me. I know he knows you, but he doesn't know me. Okay, the next sentence that you have to change is when Professor Cameron says, I had no idea that you were political, Liz. Now, let me quickly explain something about this sentence. I had no idea that you were political, Liz. Now, why does he say were political? Isn't that the past? Well, it's because in the beginning of the sentence, he says, I had no idea. He's saying that his previous ideas of her in the past have always been that she wasn't political. So if we use I had no idea, which is in the past, we have to use you were political. Some of you might be thinking, why doesn't he say I had no idea that you are political? You would be understood if you said that, but it is grammatically correct to use were political now that you've used the past of to have. Okay, the next two sentences that you're going to change are fairly simple, but we'll be using the same setup with I had no idea. So remember that when you're using the second verb, it will also have to have some form of the past. Okay, so let's have another look at the sentence. I had no idea that you were political, Liz. Okay, in this first sentence for you, you will keep, I had no idea that. The person will change to he. Then we have the verb to be. And then finally, an artist. So you have, I had no idea that. The person is he. The verb is to be. Then an artist. Let's see what you come up with. Okay, and that sentence is, I had no idea that he was an artist. I had no idea that he was an artist. And again, because I said I had, the verb to be has to be in the past. Excuse me. So instead of saying he is, we would say he was. I had no idea that he was an artist. B. A similar sentence will have the first part the same. I had no idea that. Now the person is they. The verb is to move. And finally, the last word is abroad. Abroad. So I had no idea that. The person is they, the verb is to move, and the last word is abroad. Now, just a quick hint here. With the verb to move in this situation, try to use a past continuous. Let's see what you come up with. So the sentence should say, I had no idea that they were moving abroad. I had no idea that they were moving abroad. Now, there are other options. You could say, I had no idea that they moved abroad, or I had no idea that they had moved abroad. Those would all be correct. But I specifically asked for like a past continuous. They were moving abroad. That's the sort of thing that's normal to say in English. Okay, we'll finish off today with a normal native speed reading of the dialogue. Excuse me, Professor Cameron.
Yes, Liz. I just wanted to hand in my essay today. I know it's due tomorrow, but I won't be here, and I don't want to hand it in late.
Okay, what are you up to tomorrow?
Actually, I'm having an interview for the city newspaper.
Really? What about?
Well, I was just voted the president of the student union.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So I'll be talking to them about my goals, raising money, and student activities this year.
I had no idea that you were political, Liz. I look forward to reading the article.
Well, thanks for joining me again today. I hope you're having a good week, and I look forward to podcasting again tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.